President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey has led to renewed calls by Democrats for a special prosecutor to investigate Russia's influence on the presidential election and ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. There are also calls for the president's impeachment. Harvard Law Professor Lauren Strieb, a constitutional law expert, makes the case for impeachment in newly published opinion pieces in the Washington Post and in today's edition of USA Today. And Professor Strieb joins us now. Professor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's my pleasure, Bob.
You've said the time has come for Congress to launch an impeachment investigation because we have a president whose conduct suggests that he poses a danger to our system of government. Explain that, if you would.
Well, we really are in a very terrible situation. We have a president who doesn't simply violate the Constitution on occasion. He violates it constantly by brazenly continuing to entangle himself with foreign interests in an invisible way, so we can never tell when he does something that is favorable to Russia or Turkey or some other country, whether it's to benefit the country or instead to enhance his own wealth, which is why from the very first working day of his administration, I've worked with others to sue the president under the so-called Foreign Emoluments Clause and the Domestic Emoluments Clause.
Clearly, the president has the right to fire an FBI director, and Mr. Trump said in an interview last week that he wants the Russia investigation to go forward and to get to the truth. You don't believe him?
If you find those explanations credible, I have bridges all over Russia that I can sell you. The fact is this: I have a right to offer a cop $100. But if he's chasing me for violating the law and stops me and I say, good morning, officer. Nice day, isn't it? Would you like $100? And by the way, pledge your loyalty to me and tell me that you weren't chasing me. Suddenly, my right to offer him $100 turns into what I have no right to do, namely offer him a bribe. The Constitution isn't even ambiguous about this, although it uses vague terms like high crime and misdemeanor in saying what it takes to remove someone from office. It also lists two specific high crimes, bribery and treason. And it says that for bribery, someone like the president is to be impeached by the House and removed after a trial by the Senate. I think we have a president who doesn't even know that it's wrong to offer a bribe, or if he knows, he doesn't care.
Let me ask this question. There are many who argue that it's too early to consider going the impeachment route and that the FBI should be allowed to do its work so that the justice system works. The Senate and the House investigations are going forward. Shouldn't we let them do their work?
Well, I think we know how to walk and chew gum at the same time. Of course they should do their work, but they're now doing their work under the cloud that if they get too close to the truth, whether it's about Russia or something we don't even know about, the president will call people into his office, even people who, like Sessions, are supposedly recused from the matter, concoct an excuse, and then exercise one of his existing powers to get rid of the people who are getting too close.
You've said, at a minimum, the House Judiciary Committee should immediately convene abuse of power hearings. And you're also calling for impeachment proceedings to begin clearly. But you know, politically, the chances of either one of those things, at least at this moment, on this Monday morning, are next to nil.
They're very low. I'm not a political fantasist. I'm a realist. But I'm willing to go out on a limb, risk getting tons of emails that are unbelievably nasty, although a few are thoughtful and explain why they disagree, in order to focus national attention on something that is, in fact, overdue.
Constitutional law expert, Harvard Law Professor Lauren Strieb, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.